The following opinion piece was submitted by the Ontario Federation of Agriculture on behalf of Director Larry Davis. Farmers from across Ontario will be coming to Toronto at the end of this month to hear updates on key issues affecting agriculture, debate resolutions and network with each other. They'll be participating in the annual general meeting of the Ontario Federation of Agriculture, OFA. The leading advocate and strongest voice of the province's farmers through government relations, farm policy recommendations, public and community outreach and more. The event's theme is, Always in Season, a perfect way to describe agriculture in Ontario. That's because with more than 200 different commodities produced in this province, someone is always busy with planting, growing or harvesting. Just now, many farmers with fruit, vegetable and field crops may be close to wrapping up their harvest, whereas Christmas tree and holiday flower growers are just coming into their busiest 6 weeks of the year. And greenhouses that grow transplants for next year's tomato, celery, onion crops will be gearing up for January. The annual meeting is the most important event on the OFA's annual calendar and a great opportunity to reflect on the year that's wrapping up and plan for the one ahead. My family and I farm near Burford in southern Ontario, where we raise sheep and grow hay, corn, and soybeans as well as a biomass crop called miscanthus. I've represented farmers in Brant, Haldimand and Norfolk counties as a director on the Ontario Federation of Agriculture Board since 1989. That means I've attended a lot of OFA annual meetings, and I encourage my fellow farmers, whether they're members of OFA or not, to consider joining us this year. There aren't many times during the year that farmers from all parts of the province and all commodities get together at a single event, and it's a great way to get to know new people and learn about the incredible diversity of farming we have in Ontario thanks to our varied climate and geography. This event also attracts many politicians from all political parties who come to both share their perspectives and listen to the concerns and needs of the farming community. Confirmed participants so far this year are Minister of Energy and Electrification Stephen Lecce, Ontario New Democratic Party Opposition House Leader John Van Thoff, Green Party Leader Mike Schreiner and Senator Rob Black. And finally, the AGM is the opportunity for our members to submit and debate resolutions that highlight specific issues from across the province that they wish the OFA to take action on. Although any member can bring a resolution to the OFA board at any point during the year, the convention offers an opportunity for members to discuss those issues before voting on whether or not they should go forward to the board. This year's event will take place November 26 and 27 at the Delta Toronto Airport Hotel and Convention Centre. In addition to the business of the organization, including director-at-large election, presentations on leading issues, resolutions and more, the agenda also features a variety of professional development opportunities. Branding expert and best-selling author Jeremy Miller will present a keynote address where he'll share stories and ideas about what makes a brand stand out and attract customers, and how farmers can harness the power of branding in support of their businesses. Two interactive panel sessions will bring diverse perspectives to two very important issues facing our sector: how to turn advocacy into action by delivering powerful municipal delegations, and looking at the critical role of energy affordability on the farm. And for our younger farmers, OFA is once again partnering with the Junior Farmers Association of Ontario to offer a tour program for our younger members as well as opportunities to participate in the main conference program. The convention will start with a welcome reception and exhibitor showcase on November 25th. The Ontario Harvest Celebration dinner the following night will put the spotlight on our organization's grassroots members and volunteers, as well as some of Ontario's finest local foods, wines and beer. What I've always loved about the OFA annual meeting is that it offers the opportunity to bring people together. It is an organization for all farmers, whether big or small, and of all ages, and by coming together once a year, we can make those connections across Ontario's farming sector. More information about the OFA annual meeting is available at ofa.on.ca/am.